Everyone loves a good story and a good storyteller. But there is no storyteller like the Lord Jesus, and there are no greater stories told than the ones Jesus shared. In this study, Spiritual Stories, we consider the parables Jesus told and their application to us. These are truly the greatest stories ever told, and the Lord has something He wants to say to you through them. Let's join Scott Pauley now.
Do you ever feel at times as you study the Bible that you're getting something, but you're not really getting it? In other words, you hear it, you understand it, the concept of it, but the full understanding, the full application of it, you just can't quite grasp. Well, I want you to know you're not alone. We've all been there. The best thing you can do is talk to the author. In other words, when you begin to pray and talk to the God of the Bible, He opens His book to you. This is the work of illumination, leading us by His Spirit deeper into the truth. And I want you to know this is a principle that is exemplified even in the example of the Lord Jesus and the first disciples. We return today to Matthew chapter number 13. And if it's going to seem like deja vu, it's because it's the same parable. And we recently discussed this parable of the wheat and the tares. But now we return to it, and it's not the same portion of Scripture. It's a different conversation, but it grows out of a question the disciples ask of the Lord. Basically, they ask Him, "Can you explain? We heard you give the lesson. We understood the basics of it, but we need some help." So we pick up in Matthew chapter 13 in verse number 36. "Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and His disciples came unto Him, saying, 'Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field.' He answered and said unto them, 'He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth His angels, and they shall gather out of His kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into the furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.'" Can I just tell you, it's okay to ask questions. In fact, when you study the Bible, you should ask questions. Thinking people ask questions. So ask questions of the text. Ask questions of the Lord. Be careful about getting the answer from what you think or getting the answer from what somebody else thinks. Let's let the Lord be His own interpreter. Lord, what does this mean? Explain this to us. And so we get another one of the parables where there is both a repetition and an elaboration. He takes them a little further. May God do that with us today. Lord, take us further into this truth. Let's begin with the interpretation. Jesus really, bullet by bullet, point by point, goes right through the parable and interprets each part of it. The sower, that's Christ, the Lord Jesus. The field, as in the other parables, is the world. The good seed here, instead of being the Word of God, the good seed in this parable is the children of the kingdom. In other words, those who know the Lord, believers, they are the good seed. The tares, that's what grows from the bad seed, those are the children of the devil. And don't miss the fact that there are only two. You're either wheat or you're tares. You're either of good seed or bad seed. You're either of your father, the devil, that's what all sinners are, by birth, or you're of your father, Almighty God, and that's what happens in the new birth. Let me pause and just ask, which are you? Are you a child of God or a child of the devil? There's no middle ground. There's no in between. You can't be neutral. You either belong to the Lord today or you belong to Satan. So which family are you a part of and which future are you looking at? Then he identifies the enemy, of course, as the devil. Satan is always the great enemy of every work God is seeking to do in our lives and in this world. The harvest, that's the end of the world. We know that's coming. And the reapers are the angels. We see that, of course, in the revelation of Jesus Christ, where the Lord sends forth these angels, these messengers, to deliver so much of the justice and the judgment that is coming in this world. So the interpretation is really very plain. Jesus lays it out very clearly for us. So let's come to the revelation. What is God revealing to us about himself? Well, there's two things I want to point out to you. The first is the title that is used for the Lord Jesus, the title that is used for the sower of the good seed, and it's used repeatedly in these verses. Christ identifies himself here as the Son of Man. Now, we, of course, know Jesus is the Son of God. He is the only begotten Son of God, the beloved Son, the perfect Son. And yet, did you know that Son of Man was Christ's favorite title for himself? I love that because it is the title of his humanity. It is the term of his humility. Every time Jesus identified himself as the Son of Man, he was identifying with us. Every time the phrase comes out of his mouth, it is a reminder of the mercy of God that Jesus Christ, God's perfect Son, would come to earth, be born of a woman, become a partaker of real humanity, of flesh and blood, so that he could make a way to bring us to God. So on one hand, we have revealed here the love of God, the mercy and grace that is in Jesus Christ. But there is a second part of this revelation, and it is just as real as the first. And that is, not only is the Son of Man a picture of the love and mercy of our God, but he is also the one who is the final and ultimate judge. You see, God is not more of one of his attributes than he is of another. People want to talk about the love of God. He is. God is love, but God is also just. Is God merciful? Yes, but God is also holy. Is God gracious? Yes, but God, in the end, will be the judge of all the earth, and he will do right. So there comes a moment where the Son of Man, the sower of the seed, and the one who is taking care of the children of the kingdom, in the end, will be the judge of the children of the devil. He will deal with the tares. If you are part of the good seed, you belong to the Lord. Rejoice in that today. Friend, if you're listening to me right now and you don't know the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, it ought to bring fear and trembling into your heart, a righteous, holy fear of God, because in the end, you are in opposition to the Lord. That's what sin does. It makes us the enemy of God. That is not a side you want to be on, because the Son of Man will be the ultimate judge. And of course, you see him here casting these tares into the furnace of fire, wailing and gnashing of teeth. That, of course, is a reminder to us of hell, the lake of fire, the righteous shining as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Remember, the path of the just is as a shining light that shineth more and more into the perfect day. So you're either headed towards light or headed towards darkness. You're either headed towards home or headed towards hell. There is no middle ground. And so it brings us then finally to our application of this parable. And I really think that was the heart of the disciples. Help us apply this. And this is the heart of Christ. Here's the application. First of all, prepare to meet God yourself. Be very sure that you belong to the Lord, that you are one of his children. Settle that today, once and for all. Stop living with question and doubt and wondering. Get it settled, friend. And then, if you know you belong to the Lord, you are truly one of his disciples, you better warn others. That's what Jesus is doing. People today love to feel good, but they don't like the warnings of Scripture. But we need the warnings. True love warns. So do what Jesus did. Tell the story. Explain about eternity. Talk to those you love and those you come in contact with today about what is coming in the end of the world when the judge does his work. What the Lord has explained to us by God's grace, let's explain to others as we can.
The parables of the Lord Jesus Christ hold tremendous truth and application to us today. And to help you in this study, we encourage you to visit our website, enjoyingthejourney.org, where Scott has prepared a reading guide to the parables that you can download and use. On our website, you will find many helpful tools and resources to help you in your walk with the Lord. Every sermon, each study, all of our resources are for the purpose of following God's Word and finding Christ's joy.